And we're seeing substantial increases, too, in black multiracials. That is, blacks with a non-black parent, black-white parentage, black-Asian parentage. Those percentages are set to increase by 80% between 2010 and 2020. We're now seeing substantial interracial marriage among the black/African-American population in the United States. So you can see here in 1970, of all blacks who were married, only 1.1% were married outside of the race. That increases to 2.4% in 1980, 4.1% in 1990, 7% in 2000. In 2010, it increases to 9%. But let me add, this is of all blacks who are married. So younger people, the ones in the prime childbearing ages, are even much more likely to marry across the race. In 2012, for example, one in four black males that married, 25%, married outside of the race. For black women, it was about 9.3%. And we continue to see that black males are 2 to 3 times more likely to marry outside of the race. If these current trends continue, within a generation or two, a majority of the black population in the United States will actually be mixed race. And because they're mixed race, they will more and more assert an identity that's different from that of African Americans.